It's 12:30. I'm Kayla DeRoche, and you're listening to Talk of the Rock. Today, we are with someone who has been very important in organizing the well-loved Crab Fest. Could you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Stephanie De La Garza. I'm the Kodiak Crab Festival manager. I work for the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce.
All right. And I'm really excited about Crab Fest coming up because if you didn't know already, I'm new to Kodiak. I'm the new reporter here. Yeah. And I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Welcome to Kodiak.
Thank you. And I've heard a lot about Crab Fest and how important it is to Kodiak. And
it's a big deal.
Yeah. So what has it been like organizing such an important event?
Very busy, to say the least. Our office, between starting after Confish is over, we get in Crab Fest mode, and it's nonstop until after Crab Fest is over and everything's put away. So we've been working really hard to bring a good festival again this year. And hopefully the community comes out and has a great time. That's our goal, is for the community to have a really good time.
And you said before we began this interview, that this is going to be your first festival.
It is. So I got to the island in July of last year. So this is my first festival as well. But not to worry, I've had a lot of good training. And I've been training for Crab Fest since October of last year when I started my position. So
you've been training. There's been a special training involved. So what is that?
It's a lot. So there's a lot of people that are involved in Crab Fest. So from the fence to getting the electrical set up, to getting the parking lot clean and the trash cans placed, they're all different people that come together to make this event happen. It takes a lot of different people.
Yeah. And you may have heard, I did a story recently about the Spit, and you guys are going to be having part of the festival on the Spit near, what dock is it called? Is it St.
Oscar's Herman's dock?
Oscar's. And that's by, is that by St. Herman's?
Yes.
Okay. That's the little part that sticks out.
I believe so. I think Oscar's Dock is the one at the end of the Spit that's kind of gated.
Okay. All right. So I did a story on the Spit and how it's being cleared, some of the construction that Trident has been doing because they're building their new processing plant.
They are. Right. They've been pretty busy as well.
Yeah. So how's that going? I know yesterday you guys said you would have it cleared today.
So the Spit is cleared. Things are starting to set up now. Setup started at noon today. So all the vendors have been gearing up, getting ready to get their booths set up today. And then yesterday we let the ejection seat from Anchorage set up early. It takes them a full 3 days to get their ride set up. It's new this year. I think it's going to be a big hit. We've had some calls asking us what is going on down there. And that's a ride for Crab Fest. Last year, one of the things that we were told was missing was a ride for older teenagers and adults. So hopefully this will help fill that gap. We really hope that the community embraces it and has a lot of fun with it because it looks like a good ride, a lot of fun for the older kiddos and the adults.
When I was talking to someone yesterday, they were telling me that there would be an ejection ride, and I imagined a 70 sports car and someone pushing a button, the other person being ejected out of the roof of the car. So how does this work?
So basically right now, they have, if you go by there, you'll see a crane setting it up, and you get in this cage, and it shoots you 80 feet into the air. That's an estimate. I'm not 100% sure on that. But around 80 feet into the air, and it's you and a friend. So you can drag one of your friends along with you and make them do the ride as well.
Okay, so I have to force another person into the seat to undergo the ejection.
Yes.
I see.
And it should be videotaped. Really? So you'll also get to watch your reactions afterwards, which sounds pretty interesting.
You can observe the horror on your face as you're ejected into thin air. Is there any safety? Like, what's going to catch you on the other end?
So it's got giant bungee cords, and it's gone through all kinds of rigorous safety testings. And the guy that runs the ride, he rides it all the time. So he said he's on that thing hundreds of times a year. And I told him, I don't envy that job.
He must have a stomach of steel.
Uh-huh.
I bet my mom's listening right now with a queasy stomach, just imagining this. So How many years has this been tested?
It's been in Anchorage for a long time. I don't know exactly how many years, but it's been in Anchorage for a long time. So anyone that's, I think it was set up in the Diamond Center and at the State Fair, things like that. But it's been in Anchorage for a while. But this is his first time coming to Cramfest. And he's actually been here for about 2 weeks because his ferry was one of the ones that were canceled.
Oh, no.
So in order for him to get here, he got here 2 weeks ago and has been enjoying Kodiak. So people might have met him out and about.
What's the setup like for the machine? Does it take a few days? Does it take like an hour?
It takes about 3 days for them to set the ejection seat right up.
Wow.
They have cranes and all kinds of stuff that, yeah, it takes a while.
Wow. And yeah. Does he have to stand by the whole time?
I believe so. I think he's definitely there helping. I stopped by to see how it was going earlier today, and I think he was in the air fixing things. So I just kind of waved and kept going.
Probably a good decision. He's probably very focused right now.
Absolutely.
What other rides stand out to you?
So there's a lot of things coming from Tons of Fun Entertainment. They've got a whole a ton of rides. They've got the water balls coming back. They've got bucking bowls. They've got little rides for the kids, so little bounce houses and slides. They have giant mazes and obstacle courses. They also have it's a smaller ride, but it's the same kind of concept as the ejection seat, but it has bungee cord so you can jump in the air.
Oh, wow.
But it doesn't take you near as far as the 80 feet. So that'll be here as well. Then we've got Wax Hands. They're back again, and they bring along a racetrack with them for a remote control racetrack.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Is that like a little mini racetrack?
I believe so. He was here last year, and they said that they absolutely wanted to come back again. So they'll start getting set up tomorrow.
Are people betting on the little horses?
I'm not sure. But we do have a lot of, we have quite a few new vendors, a lot of people coming over from Anchorage and then a lot of people from town. The ones that I can think of off the top of my head that are new this year are the crepe stand.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
Sounds great. There's a barbecue booth. It's the Smokehouse from Anchorage. So she's new this year. This is her first year as well, and she had a little bit of troubles with the ferry. So we're just glad to have her here. There will be an additional crab booth this year. He's selling Dungeness crab.
Oh, wow.
So we'll have king crab, Dungeness crab. Pickle Willy's, of course, does the king crab. They've been doing it for the past 2 years now. And the soda jerks are coming back, which was a big hit last year.
What is that?
So it's a drink. They sell drinks, and they're kind of set up like an old soda stand, and they do tricks with the drinks and sing to you, and it's just a lot of fun.
They sing to you.
Uh-huh, they do. They'll sing to you. So it's kind of interesting and neat and just a good time.
Well, any song or a particular one?
I'm not sure. I think that they have their own stuff that they sing.
Hmm. Okay. That would give someone too much control, I think, just requesting any song. And I'm a little stuck on the crepes. I love crepes.
The crepes sound great. She said she's going to have Nutella crepes.
Oh, my gosh.
Nutella and banana crepes. And
when I studied abroad, yes, Nutella crepes were the focus every day.
Yes, they came into our, she came into our office originally right before lunchtime, and the whole time I just kind of sat there thinking, okay, can we try one now?
Nutella makes everything better, but crepes themselves are pretty much gold. And what about the Bruin Burger? I've heard a lot about that.
The Bruin Burger, they'll be there. So they're called the Kodiak Snow Bruins, and they're actually right next to the KMXT booth, so you'll definitely be able to check them out.
I guess I'll be having a lot of those then.
Yeah.
And how do you make a Bruin Burger?
So I asked the same thing, and they said it's this mixture of that they've been doing for years, and it's a big deal in Kodiak. And they figured it out to a science. So they've been doing it for a really long time, and it's definitely a well-loved treat. So I definitely have to try one of those.
Is it? Well, I was speaking to Jay Barrett, our well-known host here, and he says that they prepare the ingredients themselves and kind of put them together. Like, do you know how they cook them?
I don't. I don't have all the details. I think it's kind of a secret recipe.
Okay. Well, Jay knows. He doesn't know the recipe, but...
He's part of the secret club, then.
He is. He's the mastermind behind it. That's why he knows so much. But, yeah, he told me that they make it, and then the day of, they fry it up.
They fry it.
But it's everything is fried, right? It's the whole bun and the...
I believe so. I think they put it all together and they put the dough around it and then they fry the dough. Sounds like...
Delicious heart attack.
I know. It sounds great. So definitely have to try one of those.
And I've also heard that there's something called the buoy?
The dough boys?
Oh.
Yeah.
But is it spelled boys?
It's spelled buoys. Dough buoys. Yeah.
Okay. So what is that?
So they have fried bread, and I've heard it's fantastic as well. I can tell you exactly what they call them.
Well, what is it, literally?
It's basically dough that's deep fried.
Well, that sounds pretty good. And then you, like, put powdered sugar on it and that kind of thing?
I think so. That's so anything deep fried sounds great to me.
Yeah.
But it's fried bread and French fries is what they sell.
Oh, they give you fried bread and then a side of French fries?
They sell both.
Oh, okay. I thought they were giving you fried bread and then a side of some fried potato, which
no.
is awesome for your body. And what other vendors will be around?
So the Native Village of Afognak will be there this year, and they have a new photo booth. Mm. So at the bottom of your photo, we sent them over the Crab Festival logo. So your photo strip will have the Crab Festival logo, the 2015 logo at the bottom, which is pretty neat. Larry's Lunchbox will be there. Kodiak Family Church has sushi. The Kodiak Maritime Museum, Peking. There will be a few DirecTV distributors there, the National Guard. Kodiak Blades, Kettle Corn, a couple barbecue booths, quite a few informational booths and merchandise booths, a few ice cream booths. It's really going to be a good time.
And where can you pick up some of the Crab Fest swag?
So the Crab Festival stuff can be picked up at the Crab Festival headquarters booth, which is on the other side of the KMXT booth. It's in the same spot as it's been in for years.
Okay. And I saw that there is some deal with Extra Tufts that...
There is. So Veronica Samianego is the girl that submitted the Extra Tuff logo. And when she submitted it, the logo that she had made was a crab clinching a pair of Extra Tuff boots. And our Crab Festival committee loves the logo. That's the logo that they picked. And my first thought was, okay, well, how am I going to do this? Hopefully Extra Tuff doesn't have an issue with this. So I contacted them. And within 24 hours, they said, absolutely, you can use our logo. You can use our boots. Whatever you want to use, you can use them. And we want to do a community give back day for Kodiak. So what they did is they sent all kinds of swag from Extra Tufts, and they will be giving stuff away every 15 minutes during Crab Festival hours. So it's a really big deal. So to get entered to win in the drawing, you have to be wearing Extra Tuff boots and Crab Festival gear from any year. We're not picky. So you come by wearing your Extra Tuff boots, your Crab Festival gear, come down to the Crab Festival headquarters booth, where you can also buy your merchandise, and fill out your entry ticket to win. So it's every 15 minutes, so you want to get there early. We'll be doing drawings, and they're also giving away boots, but we want to make sure you get the right size. So the boots won't be on hand. We'll take your size down, and we'll mail them to you.
Oh, okay. Great. Mm-hmm. And as far as the different clothing, attire that you can pick up, is it all going to have the logo on it?
Everything has the logo on it for this year.
Okay, really great.
Yeah.
And Crab Fest continues with just a bunch of activities, it seems. I've seen the schedule just packed full of things to do all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be working, maybe call in sick. You can collect all the awesome merchandise and do all the awesome things and eat all that crab. So I see, I mean, there's just so much, but I'm very interested in the Pillar Mountain hill climb. I was actually hiking Pillar for one of my first times a few weeks ago, and we were just walking up the hill and strenuously going from one foot to another, and there's this older gentleman who passes by jogging up. I was just very impressed, and my companion told me, well, they run that all once a year at least for the Pillar Mountain hill climb, right?
They sure do. So it's at 6 p.m. on Thursday, the Pillar Mountain hill climb. It's at 7 p.m. I'm sorry. 7 p.m. on Thursday. And this one is actually sponsored by 58 Degrees North. It's bicycles. So they'll start. It's a 2.2-mile, 1,000-foot climb. And they say this is difficult level of easy. They definitely have some more difficult ones as well that I will watch from a distance.
Sounds like the easy level of impossible to me.
Yeah.
And are they taking a bike the entire way?
I believe so. So it's 2.2 miles. They'll start at the Nazarene Church and end at the top of Pillar. So in order to get signed up for that, you have to go by 58 Degrees North by Wednesday of this week, 5 p.m. Wednesday. So make sure you make it there before then. And it's $10. Helmets, of course, are required.
Are they supposed to take a bike up the mountain?
Uh-huh. So they're riding it
Whoa.
Up the mountain.
I'm super impressed. I mean, if I don't know whether that's more difficult than running it. I can't imagine biking up. But you guys should all try, just because I do not imagine myself doing that. And just observing, it seems like a great challenge for those serious bikers out there. And going down should be fun, right?
Exactly. So Friday at 7 p.m., they are going downhill. So basically, they start halfway up Pillar Mountain, and they finish a quarter mile before VFW turn off on Resinoff. And to sign up for that one, you have to sign up by Thursday at 5 p.m. at 58 Degrees North. And it, again, is $10 fee. Helmets are required as well.
Okay. Well, that sounds awesome. I'd love to drop by and see that.
Absolutely.
Witness it from a very far distance. Safe and not sweaty. Another event that I've noticed is the Blood Drive.
Yes, the Blood Drive. So it will be at the Best Western Convention Center. And it's going to be in the Stellar Room. So you would need to call and sign up to get registered. Their phone number is 942-0059, and that's Tara, and she can help you schedule your appointment. And they have appointments anytime from Thursday the 21st through Monday the 25th, 9 to 4 p.m. And if you donate blood, you get registered in for the drawing of the day, which could include Crab Festival ride tickets or a gift certificate for Safeway.
Oh, okay. And Where's the blood going? What hospital?
I'm not quite sure. Tara would definitely have that information, so make sure to give her a call.
And what is the organizer?
So the organizer is the Blood Bank of Alaska.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There's also a Kodiak Public Library Association Crabfest book sale.
Yes. So that...
It's organized by KPLA.
Uh-huh. And it starts Friday from noon to 8 p.m. It says, bring a bag, bring a box, bring a wheelbarrow, stock up for books for the year. It'll be held at the public library, and you can contact the library for more information.
And I was speaking to someone from KPLA a while ago.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, a while ago.
It seems like a while ago,
It
huh?
seems like forever ago. In news days, it is. She said that there will be a theme, so every day it'll be like romance novels or sci-fi.
And, nice.
Yeah, so like in addition to other books, you have a little theme.
Neat.
Yeah. And so what are the other standout events happening?
So the biggest event that we're getting calls about, of course, is the Extra Tough Day. And that'll be Saturday from 10 to 8. Alaska Airlines is also giving away luggage tags Saturday from 10 to 8, and they'll set up a table outside of the Crab Festival headquarters booth, and they have luggage tags made with the Crab Festival logo on them, and they'll help you and get it all set up and laminate it for you, and you'll be good to go.
All right. And what about the parade?
The parade. The parade is on Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. There's lots of people involved in the parade. It includes organizations from all over Kodiak, and then there's also a shrimp parade that's little kids from anywhere up to second grade, and they walk in the parade and get goodie bags that were sponsored by the Chamber this year and balloons from Associated Island Brokers.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. And so remind us again of what days the Crab Fest is.
So Crab Fest starts Thursday at noon and ends Monday at 5 p.m. It's 10 to 8 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Monday, it's 10 to 5, and Thursday, it starts noon to 5.
All right, and what are you most excited about since this is going to be your first Crab Fest?
I'm just really excited about Crab Fest. I love how the community gets together and sponsors so many great things, and it really is a community festival. It takes a lot of people to make it happen, and it just seems like really a lot of fun. So I'm excited for it to get started.
Me too. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And that was Talk of the Rock. Thanks for listening.